Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
All right, we got a couple of minutes left here. It's WEEI Afternoons. Christian Arkin, Andy Hart. We are live at Scores on Canal Street. Big crowd in here right now as everyone's pre-gaming, getting ready for the Bruins and the Canadiens, trying to erase that awful memory of Game 1 against Florida. Show today brought to you, by the way, by Jameson, official partner of the Boston Bruins, with Jameson Black Barrel, Jameson Orange Specialty Cocktails. Walk on up to one of the friendly bartenders here at Scores and order one right now, and they'll take care of you like they've been taking care of everyone here. Great staff, great crowd, as the Bruins and their fans getting ready to take on Montreal. All right, let's take a couple of quick calls here before we get to odds and ends. We'll start with Chris in New Hampshire. Go ahead, Chris.
Hey, guys. So I was just curious. So with Drake starting on Sunday, does the whole scheme of the run-first offense, does that change? Or is every week are we going to be saying we're not throwing enough?
Well, Chris, I think that it's going to have more to do with the fact that Ramondre Stevenson hasn't practiced in the last 2 days. So the entire offense may look different in that regard. If you have Gibson as your first guy, Hasty as your second, and you call up Harris off the practice squad, that's going to be a much less, I think anyway, on paper, a much less effective running attack. And again, maybe it'll be good. Who knows? You never know until you get out there on the field. But yeah, I could see them passing more than maybe they wanted to just based off of that.
Yeah, they might have to. I mean, if you're chasing and you don't have Ramondre Stevenson and you don't have kind of the offense you want to be, but I would say in general, they still want to keep the passing attempts in probably the low to mid-20s.
Yeah.
And I think most teams that start rookie quarterbacks, that's part of the plan. It's cliche for a reason. It's old school for a reason. Like, you go back to the early days of Tom Brady. He wasn't throwing the ball very much. You had a running game with Antoine Smith. You had defense. That's how you bring young quarterbacks along. Now, I don't think the game plan changes either. Like, I think they're going to run the same basic offense.
Yeah.
A little bit more gun, a little bit more zone read.
A few more hook and ladders, maybe?
Probably not. Maybe a few more deep balls. But I think it's going to be the same basic
more
West
than
Coast
zero
offense. Yes,
yeah.
Yes, absolutely more than zero. But also, some of it is going to be dictated. If you go down a couple scores, you get and you're trying to win.
Yeah.
If you are trying to win,
you got to throw.
Well, then you got to throw to come back.
Yep,
100% reality.
Damon is on the Cape. Go ahead, Damon.
Hi, how you guys doing? I love the show.
Go ahead, Damon.
Thanks.
I just wanted to ask you, what are your thoughts on Joe Milton?
You know, he didn't get the silly things at Michigan. He went to Tennessee, but he's a freak athlete. He throws the ball with high velocity. Do you think he's a better option or ever going to get his pick?
I don't think he's a better option, though.
Did he say better option?
Better option.
Did he say better option?
Is he the better option to start than Drake May, maybe? It's amazing how... And I remember the days of Drew Bledsoe and Michael Bishop. I remember those days. I remember those days clearly. I was like coming of age as a sports fan back then. And I remember people demanding to see Michael Bishop at the end of these dead-end seasons in the 90s where they were eliminated in like week 11 and it was just nothing really to play for. And let's see Michael Bishop. And they just wouldn't put him in. And I feel like this is starting with Joe Milton when his counterpart is also a rookie. And you haven't seen the other rookie, the good rookie, yet either. Wait until the good rookie plays and see how he looks before you start begging for Joe Milton. I just think that's so weird.
I don't understand this hesitancy to enjoy the moment and enjoy Drake May. If we have to talk about Joe Milton later, we'll talk about Joe Milton later.
Yes.
There's a reason Joe Milton was not the third pick in the draft.
No.
There's a reason he played for two schools. There's a reason he's seen as a late developer if he develops at all. There's a reason people asked him, would you be willing to play tight end? Because he's an athlete, not a quarterback, right? Like, he has a stronger arm than Drake May. Other than that, and Drake May doesn't have a weak arm.
No.
Joe Milton just has a
freak
special freak arm.
Yeah, right.
But other than that, what does he do better than Drake May?
Nothing.
Absolutely nothing.
Let me put it to you this way, Damon on the Cape. If you see Joe Milton, it's going to be the same as the Jim Montgomery thing. Something went horribly wrong.
Yes.
There is a disaster happened this season. If Joe Milton's in there and he's playing meaningful snaps,
correct,
that means that the season has gone completely sideways. Drake May's gone sideways. It's all bad. Everything's bad. So that's what I would associate. And it's no offense to Joe Milton, but if I see Joe Milton, I'm going to assume bad things.
Well, any team that has to start its third string, sixth round rookie quarterback, everything has gone horribly wrong.
Agreed. Aaron Rodgers was on with the Pat McAfee show yesterday, and he had a very spirited defense of not so much the head coach that got fired, but of the idea that he got him fired. Stiz, if you would.
As far as any of the ridiculous allegations out there, I'm not going to spend more than one sentence in response to it, and that is that I resent any of those accusations because they're patently false. And it's interesting the amount of power that people think that I have, which I don't. But I love Robert, and it was, you know, one of those days yesterday.
That was more than one sentence, just for the record. And by the way, no one in the world believes a single word of that.
Nope.
If he wanted Saleh to be there, if he wanted Saleh to stay on as head coach, Robert Saleh would not have gotten fired, and that is an Arcan guarantee right there. This guy is unbelievable, the stuff he says, and just expects everyone to go along with. He went on about Robert Saleh and his family and all that, Stiz. Do we have this?
Yeah, this was my favorite when he starts waxing poetic about the family.
All right,
First of all, thank you to Robert.
All right, ready?
Go ahead.
First of all, thank you to Robert. Thanks for bringing me in and getting on board with that. You know, I'm thankful for Robert. I'm thankful for his leadership for our team. I'm thankful for the conversations that we were able to have and, you know, him trusting me and the way he cared about his players and a big love out to his family, wife, their kids, especially Adam, sending you a big hug, buddy. Just remember this: there's a human side to this. There's the humanity in all this, and there's a family, an extended family that's really hurting. So when you're out there, as the internet does and as people do, celebrating this in whatever way you do, just remember there's a human aspect to it.
Thank you. Thank you for reminding us that everyone here involved is a human being and not a tree or a animal of some kind. No, thank you very much for that, Aaron. That's important information for us to have. This guy's so full of crap.
Yes,
unbelievable.
He is. That is a great
people
way to put it.
People defend him. It's just so funny. Like, how can you defend that? How can you listen to that and be like, yeah, this guy's really a straight shooter. Like, this guy's more full of crap than any five people I know.
He's a fraud.
Yeah,
he is
really
an absolute annoying fraud. And do I think he got him fired? I don't. Do I think he could have prevented it if he wanted
100%.
To?
100%.
I do. 100%. I'm with you on that 100%.
One last item that we have here. This is from, I don't know what state this is from. It must have been from Florida,
yes,
I guess.
Yes, Florida.
There was a meteorologist who, when discussing Hurricane Milton, which has now been downgraded, I think, to a Category 2, really softened a little bit here in the last 24 hours, made a great analogy to the Patriots.
You might still be in the eye right now. There's a lot more to go. I think back to, you know, the Atlanta Falcons' first half Super Bowl winner. We know what happened to the second half when the Patriots came back to life. So do not sleep on the second half of Milton. And we're definitely concerned now with this surge.
Now, is that guy definitely a Patriots fan or definitely a Falcons fan? Because it's down in that region, so you think maybe he's like
remembering. I
would
think more Falcons,
right?
But
he also talked about it like in a positive way, like, yeah, hey, don't forget about those Patriots.
Well,
right?
He's telling you that second half can really change and really things can pick up in the second half. So that's a great point I hadn't thought of. I don't know. Or maybe he's just a football fan and remembers that as one of the great
Certainly
Super Bowls that he ever saw.
Either way, I don't know exactly how that fits in meteorologically into what he was
saying.
Well,
because you're in the eye of the storm. That's when it goes quiet. So the
right.
first windy part, quiet, and then there's a badass windy part on the back end.
And then here comes James White scoring that touchdown in overtime.
And then you go to overtime. James White!
Pretty good. Pretty
and
good.
Then Julian Edelman's running around.
And
gonna be a hell of a story.
I leapt into Fred Smirlis' arms like it was Dirty Dancing.
Did you really?
Oh yes, I did. We were doing the post game, and it was just the two of us watching the game. And I jumped. He lifted me up like he was Patrick Swayze. It was tremendous.
That's a memory you'll have forever,
forever, forever and ever. Miss you, Pete.
Beautiful words by a beautiful man.
Thank you very much. I miss you, Freddie. All right, 617-779-7937 is the number. Keep it going now for Shime and Fitzy. Fitzy and Shime, who will take you all the way up to Thursday Night Football. That's coming up next. Want to say big thanks to everybody here at Scores. Great time, as always. They always take such good care of us. Bruins tonight with the Montreal Canadiens. And we got everybody walking in now. Big, big crowd. We'll be back tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We'll talk to you then back in our studio right here on Boston Sports Original WEEI.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.